Let's talk about the biggest lie in American broadband. I mean, the illusion of choice.
Right, yeah. It's a huge issue.
Because you look at a map of your city and you just assume, oh, there are half a dozen different internet providers fighting for my business. But we have this new 2025 report by G2M.ai, the most competitive broadband markets report, and it turns out, well, that map is practically fiction.
Completely.
Okay, let's unpack this because what is available in your zip code is rarely what is actually available at your doorstep, you know?
Exactly. I mean, the industry really loves to skew the data by just counting how many providers operate anywhere within a massive metropolitan area.
Right.
But true competition, it actually requires having at least three credible providers at your specific address.
Three providers.
Right. And they have to be offering baseline modern speeds, so 100 over 20 megabits. If you only have two options, that is not a competitive market. It is really
Yeah.
just a duopoly.
It's like a city bragging about having this world-class subway system. Sure, that sounds great, but if the train doesn't actually stop at your house, you are still walking.
That is a great way to look at it.
But looking at the actual doorstep data in this report, I'm genuinely confused by the winners here. Corpus Christi, Texas is ranked number one. Like over 81% of locations there have three or more choices.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Why isn't some massive tech hub leading the pack? What exactly is going on in Corpus Christi?
So the secret weapon there is actually licensed fixed wireless.
Okay, wait, what is that?
Well, we aren't talking about, the standard Wi-Fi you use in a coffee shop. This is dedicated home internet beamed directly over 5G modal networks.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, they use dedicated licensed spectrum to basically guarantee bandwidth. It completely skips digging trenches to run physical cables to your house. And places like Corpus Christi just thrive here because they have, well, the perfect mix of relatively flat terrain and incredibly dense cell tower infrastructure.
So it's almost like opening this giant invisible umbrella of coverage over an entire neighborhood
Right, exactly.
instead of, having to connect individual garden hoses, like physical fiber lines, to every single house.
That is a perfect way to visualize the
Oh.
mechanics of it. Yeah. The upfront infrastructure cost of an umbrella versus thousands of individual hoses is just radically different.
Right. Okay. But here's where it gets really interesting. What happens if we take that wireless umbrella away?
Oh, man.
Like, if we force the issue and only look at the physical garden hoses, the copper wires and fiber optic cables actually buried in the ground.
Well, what's fascinating here is the floor just completely falls out. Without fixed wireless, the national average of addresses with three choices plummets from 38% down to a really dismal 10.5%.
10%, wow.
Yeah, the hard economic truth is that the physical wireline market is basically a duopoly everywhere. Trenching new cable through pavement and private property is just, way too expensive for a third physical player to ever justify the return on investment.
But wait, wouldn't hyper-dense places overcome that cost just because of the sheer number of paying customers? Like, you would think New York or LA would have cables running into every apartment building from five different companies.
You would assume density equals competition, right? But New York actually ranks an abysmal 120th on this list.
Wait, seriously, New York.
Yeah, and Los Angeles is 81st. Digging up concrete in Manhattan or just navigating a century of tangled legacy infrastructure under those streets, it is a total logistical nightmare.
Oh, I can only imagine.
The biggest, oldest markets are actually the hardest and most expensive places on Earth to lay down a new third wire.
Okay, so legacy cities are physically gridlocked. But what if we raise the speed bar? Like, if we demand a full gigabit download for that third choice, does a third wireline provider even exist at that speed?
Almost nowhere. I mean, the map essentially just goes dark.
Really?
Yeah, there's exactly one metro area in the entire country that clears 50% availability for a third wireline provider at gigabit speeds, and that's Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville. What did they figure out that New York couldn't?
They bypassed the traditional corporate model entirely. Huntsville's municipal utility actually built out a massive fiber network themselves.
Oh, wow.
Right. And then they leased that dark fiber to companies like Google Fiber.
Yeah.
Because the utility absorbed that massive upfront cost of laying the garden hoses, it just completely lowered the barrier to entry. It allowed ISPs to just plug in and actually compete.
So what does this all mean for you listening? I mean, when you're moving to a new house or trying to negotiate your internet bill, just ignore the metro-wide marketing hype.
Definitely.
You are more than likely dealing with a physical wireline duopoly right at your doorstep. And your only real leverage to threaten a switch is probably fixed wireless.
And keep in mind, this data only tracks availability, right? Mm-hmm. Not price or actual subscribers. Okay. Just consider the absolute bottom of this list, which is Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
It has exactly zero locations with three providers. Three quarters of the homes there have only one choice.
So, is Anchorage just this stranded, frozen market that's geographically impossible to wire, or is it basically an untapped gold mine waiting for a massive fixed wireless disruption?
I mean, that's the ultimate question. With virtually zero competition, whoever figures out how to deploy a reliable, licensed wireless umbrella up there wouldn't just be entering a market, they would essentially be capturing a monopoly.
That is definitely something to ponder the next time your provider hikes your rates and you realize you have literally nowhere else to go.